Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. Be'ezras Hashem, HSP number 20. That's highly sensitive people share number 20. We're going to start a phenomenal review of a book called The Empath Survival Guide by Judith Orloff. Empath is like a much deeper part of HSPs. Not every HSP is an empath, but many are. And this will resonate with a lot of people. There's a few people that I gave this book to that it resonated tremendously. And it is a concept of having extreme empathy, which many feel that empathy is the source of the most precious of all human qualities. The Ahava Sisrol is a lot connected to empathy. The Ahava between a husband and wife is a lot connected to empathy. What is an empath? There is a spectrum of sensitivity that exists in human beings, and they're highly sensitive people. But empaths are emotional sponges. They absorb both the stresses of the world and the joys of the world. They feel everything, often to an extreme, having little guard up between others and ourselves. Like you're lacking that wall, or that protective mechanism that separates others from ourselves. And because of that, we're often overwhelmed by excessive stimulation, and we're prone to exhaustion because of that, and we're prone to sensory overload. The idea being, though, is there is nothing wrong with being sensitive. There's nothing wrong with being an empath. Hashem created you that way. You can find your niche. You can find your place in the world. You can be authentic and you can shine. There is hope with it. There's a tremendous amount of acceptance. It's important to learn to embrace our gifts and use it to its fullest power in the right way, channeling it right. What is an empath? So, according to Judith Orloff, empaths have an extreme reactive neurological system. The way she puts it, we don't have the same filters that other people do to block out stimulation. And as a result of that, we absorb in our own bodies both the negative stressful energies and the positive stressful energies. So we're sensitive in that extreme way. We're so sensitive that it's like holding up something in the hand that has 50 fingers instead of 5. We respond very quickly and very sharply. Empaths have often been labeled by other people. You're overly sensitive, or you're told, get a thicker skin. Usually as children and as adults, we felt shamed for our sensitivity rather than supported. We may have experienced chronic exhaustion and wanting to retreat from the world because the world feels very overwhelming. But very often, once you get through this and you understand it fully, you'll embrace your gifts, and you would not give up being an empath for anything in the world. It gives you a sense of the universe, sense of the world around you, and it gives you a certain passion and drive. And empathetic abilities can feel incredible and feel so empowering. But for most of us that are empaths, we don't feel this way. We don't feel this way at all. Even Judith Orloff, she had her struggle. She never fit in. She felt like an alien on Earth. Her parents were both physicians. She came from a family of 25 different physicians. And she was always told she had a sensitive nature. She always told, you know, toughen up and get thicker skin. And she couldn't. She didn't want to, and she didn't know how to do it even if she could. And she couldn't go into crowded malls. She couldn't go to parties. Walk feeling fine and come out exhausted and anxious and suffering from aches and pains that she hadn't picked up before. There is a certain emotional sense that we have from our surroundings. What Judith Orloff said, and she admitted it, she used drugs to block out her sensitivity. She couldn't handle it. So she blocked it out by using drugs at some point. But after a while, she stopped doing that. And she learned how to cope and to turn from drugs that used to be a way to shut down her intuition and to shut down her empathetic ability, but to turn it through and embrace the sensitive aspects and not run away from those sensitive aspects. Someone once said, if you feel as if you didn't fit in this world, it's because you're here to create a better one. And very often that's what it is. Self-acceptance as an empath, despite the fact that it's frightening, they can flourish, and it's something the world truly needs. Now, what is the difference between an ordinary empathy that people have and being an empath? What's the difference? Empathy is something that's universal. And the answer being is that ordinary empathy means that your heart goes out to another person when they're going through a difficult period, or even not, and you're happy for them in times of joy. Empath, it's even deeper. They actually sense other people's emotions, other people's energy, other people's physical symptoms. They sense all this in their own bodies without the usual filter that most people have. We feel their sorrow. We feel their joy. We are sensitive to their tone of voice, their body movements. We hear not only their words, but what they communicate non-verbally through silence. In other words, empaths, they feel things first, and then they think, which is the opposite of how most people function in our intellectual society. You think things through first. You go through a process, and then you decide how you're going to feel. With an empath, it's reverse. There's no separation between us and the world. It goes straight through. Now, empaths share some of those qualities that we talked about till now, that Elaine Aron, as we reviewed some of her book, we still have some to do, highly sensitive people, HSPs. Now, why they called HSPs? Because number one, they have a low threshold for stimulation. They get very easy stimulated. Number two, they need alone time. They're also sensitive to light, sensitive to sound, sensitive to smell. They don't like large groups. And it takes harder for a highly sensitive person to wind down after a busy day, to get into the quiet mode. They also share highly sensitive person's love of nature and quiet environment. But there's things beyond that. They have a certain type of an energy that they feel that goes into their own bodies. Certain emotional and physical sensations that go into their own bodies. Some empaths have even a spiritual and intuitive experience that usually is associated that is not associated with highly sensitive people. Even to communicate with animals in a unique way, even with nature, with plants, and they sort of feel things. So there's different types of empaths. There's a physical empath means you're attuned to people's physical symptoms, and you absorb them in your own body. Someone's not well, you'll sense it, and you'll begin to feel not well. There's an emotional empath, which means you pick up on other people's emotions, and that can become a sponge to the other feelings. This has to be expressed. There's something called intuitive empath. That means you experience extraordinary perceptions, heightened intuition, telepathy, messages, and dreams, animals, other planets, and so on. And that is, a tremendous gift that a lot of people do have. There's telepathic empaths. There's medium empaths. I mean, they go through certain energies. Well, we're not really going to discuss that part. Plant empaths, I mean, they actually feel affinity to plants and some to animals and so on and so forth. Basically, the empaths have a diverse and beautifully nuanced sensitivity. And that's a very important thing to know and to understand and to embrace. It's because it's a gift. It is a tremendous gift. The style for relating is through usually introversion. Most empaths are introverted. Some could be extroverted. Some are a combination of both. I myself have that introverted part to it. The introverted one means you tend to be quieter at gatherings, prefer leaving early, and once they arrive, wherever they go, You know, they do it so they don't feel trapped in other people for rides. They want to do things on their own. They have their own small, close circle of friends. They stay away from big parties. They stay away from big arguments. And that's common practice when the bosses talk. It is a common practice, I mean, when as introverts, introverted HSPs or empaths, they shut down the small talk and they block it out. You have extroverted empaths that are more verbal and interactive while they socialize, and they enjoy the backs and forths with, you know, with others more than the introverted empaths do. Usually, a person does not become an empath. Usually, it's either there or it's not there. There are some babies that enter into the world more with more sensitivity than others. It's inborn temperament. As they come out of the womb, they take those MRIs. They're more responsive to light and touch and smell and movement and temperature and sound, and highly sensitive children could come from fathers and mothers who have the same traits of high sensitivity. This is very, very important. In all cases, empaths didn't learn to defend themselves against these stresses. We feel differently, very much. Right. The science of empathy is there's a mirrored neuron system. Most empaths, their thoughts have highly responsive or hyper-responsive mirror neurons that resonates with other people's feelings. It's triggered by outside events. So, for example, if a spouse gets hurt, we feel hurt too. If our child is crying, we feel sad. If our friend is happy, we feel happy. That's an empath to an extreme. It goes to an extreme. Then there are another class of people, psychopaths or sociopaths or narcissists, and they have what scientists call empathy deficient disorder. They lack the ability to feel empathy than the other way of people do, which may cause an underactive mirror system, because most are, we have to beware of this, because these people are incapable of unconditional love, and they're very damaged. And with psychopaths and certain sociopaths, it's like, you know, they have very, you know, small degree of ways to get them to the healthy state. Although for some it's more than others. Narcissists, they have to get out of their own way, often hit rock bottom before they start waking up. But until they wake up, they're totally blind. And that really is a sad state of affairs. Empaths also, they have something called emotional contagion. They pick up the emotions of others all around them. You hear one infant cry, it'll save off a wave of crying babies all through the hospital ward. They sense it. If a person expresses anxiety in the workplace, it spreads to other workers. They catch other people's feelings in the group. Even by dogs, it is. They sense their feelings and vice versa. So this ability to synchronize moods with others is crucial for a good relationship. And the lessons for us empaths is to choose positive people in our lives so that we're not brought down by them. That is very, very important aside. There's an increased dopamine sensitivity in empaths, a neurotransmitter that increases the activity of neurons that is associated with a pleasure response. And so that's important to know. And they have ability, this is hard to understand, but in music, for example, they could actually see colors as they are listening to music. Or tasting words, you know, and some people have that. They actually feel the emotion sensation of others in their own bodies as if it was their own. It's sort of like Royin Hesakoilis, when by Mount Tyra they saw the voices and they heard. You know, they saw the voices and they heard things that were normally visual. So this is an unbelievable concept as well. So this book is tremendously powerful and insightful. And Bez Hashem will talk more about it in the upcoming weeks. Bracha v'atzlacha.